From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Saudi Arabia say at least 107 people were killed, 238 others injured, happened when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca. Incident occurred as Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month in Mecca. Saudi officials go to great lengths to prepare for the 2 million Muslims who converge on Mecca for that pilgrimage. A European Union proposal for its 28 member nations to more evenly share Europe's escalating migrant crisis is meeting some resistance despite its endorsement Friday by the United Nations. Meantime, here in Washington, President Obama spoke about the refugee crisis at a Friday town hall meeting.
Unfortunately, we can anticipate that refugees will be an ongoing problem for decades to come. And the reason is because there are too many states that are not doing well by their people.
HRW Executive Director Kenneth Roth told VOA Friday, current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but it is a political crisis because of Islamophobia and political considerations among European nations. A group of heavily armed men ambushed Burundi Army Chief of Staff Major General Onyango as he was heading to work on Friday in the capital Bujumbura. VOA's Central Africa Service was told that he survived that attack. One of the attackers was wounded. Burundi has been the scene of targeted assassinations and violent clashes between police and opponents of President Pierre Nkurunziza when he decided to seek a contested third term. This is VOA News. On Friday, the United States marked the 14th anniversary of the September 2001 terrorist attacks with a series of observances. Americans remember the day on which terrorists commandeered passenger planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon outside of Washington, and into a rural field in western Pennsylvania where Taps was played. Roughly 3,000 people died from the attacks. The 19 al-Qaeda terrorists were among the dead. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his terrorist group claim responsibility for the attacks. U.S. forces assassinated him in a surprise raid on his hideout in Pakistan in May of 2011. Russia's expanded military support for the Assad government in Damascus has aroused concern in the United States, but Moscow says it hopes to avoid unintended incidents in Syria by coordination with the U.S. Meantime, U.S. officials say they are concerned that Russia might attack Western-backed insurgent groups in armed conflicts with the Syrian military, and that in turn could risk a confrontation with Western forces who are fighting the Islamic State militants. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says a shaky ceasefire with Russia-backed rebels has for the first time held completely for a 24-hour period since the fighting broke out. We get more now from VOA's Daniel Scherf in Moscow.
President Poroshenko said his cautious optimism for a lasting ceasefire was strengthened this week after a phone call with the presidents of France, Germany, and Russia. Speaking at the annual Yalta European Strategy meeting Friday, the president noted a renewed ceasefire effort from September 1st seemed to be holding.
The ceasefire, I want to declare that today is the first day for 1.5 years that during 24 hours we do not have one single shelter.
Russia's Interfax news agency quoted a Kremlin aide on Friday as saying an extension was possible if all parties agreed. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
In U.S. politics, former Texas Governor Rick Perry has become the first in a field of 17 Republican Party candidates to drop out of the presidential race. Perry says he steps aside with no regrets and referred to the candidates who remain in the race as a tremendous field. American tennis star Serena Williams has suffered an upset in the semifinals at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, falling just short of making tennis history. Top-seeded Williams was on the brink of a single-season Grand Slam, having already won titles at the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon. She was overcome by tennis player Roberta Vinci.
That's the latest world news from VOA.